This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The firefighting pilot who died yesterday in Gunnison County fighting the Gold Mountain Fire has been identified. 56-year-old Nicholas Dale of Sook, British Columbia, was flying a helicopter when it crashed into Silver Lake Reservoir. That's according to the Gunnison County Sheriff's Office. It's the fourth death of a firefighter in Colorado this summer. Governor Jared Polis has ordered flags to fly at half staff. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service has issued a flood advisory until 6:30 tonight in Gunnison, Hinsdale, and Ouray counties for the Gold Mountain Fire burn scar. Flash flooding and mudslides are possible, particularly along Highway 550 between Cutler Creek and Dexter Creek. Authorities say to avoid driving on flooded roads. Colorado will soon house another 1,200 immigrant detention beds northeast of Denver. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The new ICE detention facility was announced by GEO Group to its shareholders early Monday. The facility will be in a former prison in Hudson. The GEO Group will lease an existing building. Immigrant activists say this comes after almost a year of non-transparency from the federal government and Hudson town officials. The ACLU of Colorado sued the Department of Homeland Security for not giving over public documents related to this expansion. There is a 1,500-person ICE detention facility in Aurora that is nearly full. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
An excessive heat warning continues through midnight for areas of western Colorado, including Grand Junction, Rangeley, Meeker, and Rifle. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 5:06.